92.3 WTTS. On demand.
I've been enjoying the beer trials.
Oh, I'm glad.
Oh, I'll tell you why. You know what happens is that that book sets on my coffee table, and I'm a pretty, I'm not a decorated beer drinker like yourself, but I are accredited. You're accredited, aren't you?
Yes.
What accreditation is that?
I am a certified Cicerone, which is sort of a beer world equivalent of like the wine sommelier. The idea of like somebody who can recommend beers and talk to you about what your tastes are and what you like and help you find the right beer.
But you know, people come into my house all the time and we're not enjoying, you know, necessarily fancy stuff, but they pick it up and it sits there and they pick it up and they reference, you know, how did my beer do against all these others? And so it's just a fun read, and I love a lot of the things you have to say. In fact, you're not especially fond of light beers.
No. We like some more flavor in our beer. But we also think that, you know, the value of the book is really in helping people find beers that they want to drink. And I'm not going to look down my nose at somebody who wants a light, easy-drinking beer, as long as they don't want me to say that it's my favorite beer.
Well, you know, there was one in particular that I it's going to remain nameless, but it's a popular, extremely low-cal beer. And you said in your description that you would be better off to buy two regular beers and cut it with water.
That's basically what they've done.
Yeah, that way you get, you know, two for the price of one and you about the same flavor quality.
Right.
But, you know, we do have a lot of beer sponsorships here, Seamus. I want to be a little careful, so rather than attack the negative, although there are some really funny negative things that you say about some of the beers, let's go for the best of, like, the two major breweries, the two major domestics, InBev and Miller Coors. There was actually an InBev product that you gave at least a 7-2, I think. Wasn't that the Budweiser American Ale?
That one was a surprise. I'd never tried it. I didn't have a lot of expectations for it, but it was a solid basic pale ale, and I think it's a good introduction for lager drinkers into what the world of fuller flavored ales is about.
And you were kind of surprised that they didn't like release that under the Michelob brand.
Yeah, because usually that's what they use for their higher end, their sort of fuller flavor offerings. You know, you've got they do some seasonals, some more a broader range of styles, and usually that's under the Michelob name.
Now, to keep it fair, Miller Coors, Seamus, I'm going to offer you any Miller Coors beer. That's all I've got, though. Any Miller Coors beer you want. Which one will it be?
You know, probably, I believe Molson is part of that family. That's an import, obviously, but we thought that was pretty decent. We thought MGD was a good example of your sort of basic domestic lager, drinkable. Not necessarily something I would spend a lot of time looking for, but there's so many choices that we have in this country right now for beer, that there's always something good to drink.
Yeah, I drink some PBR, and so this always starts a conversation with people that have these throwback memories of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, and it's gone through a bit of a resurgence, and you guys didn't think that one was too bad either.
No, that was solid. Yeah, we tasted a few of those just really classic brands. We also did Olympia, which was one I was looking forward to since that's my hometown. Beer and Rainier, and on the East Coast we did Genesee Cream, and they did okay.
I saw Narragansett. It didn't do too well, though, I don't think.
Narragansett, I don't think we tasted for the book.
Oh, okay. There was one other one. Oh, it was the Sarah, something to do with the lakes up there.
Saranac?
Yes.
Their IPA was did quite well in our blind tastes, that's actually the cheapest IPA that we tasted, and I think we gave it an 8.
Now, when you say blind taste, I want everybody to know that you guys actually, this is so funny, you put the beers in brown bags.
Yeah.
And there was one actual beer that was very well suited for a brown bag that kind of impressed you with the malt liquor.
Oh, yes. The Steel Reserve did much better than the other malt liquors we tasted, the Colt 45 and Mickey's and OE. But, yeah, we believe that that advertising plays maybe too big a role in what people drink these days. And, you know, Anheuser-Busch spends $1.5 billion on advertising just in the U.S. every year. And so we wanted to give people an idea of what's in those bottles when you don't know and you don't have expectations going into it, what it's going to taste like. And when you taste like that, there are always surprises. I was surprised at Singha is a Thai lager that you may see around, and I don't really think of Asia as producing a lot of great lagers, but that was a really nice beer. The Genesee Cream surprised me, and Molson, like I said, did better. Tecate came out in the upper end of the Mexican beers we tasted.
Yeah, because that's a good thing to bring up today. A lot of Coronas have been consumed here in the last several hours. How did Corona do?
Corona, not so hot, and it's kind of in a category with a number of other beers that are packaged in clear glass, which from our perspective is just an invitation to end up with a beer that smells kind of skunky.
Yeah. There's a lot of skunkiness around. And the thing that pleased me about your beer trials was that actually my humble Pabst Blue Ribbon's rated higher than Corona.
Yeah, I would certainly take a Pabst Blue Ribbon 100% of the time over a Corona, even on Cinco de Mayo.
Who makes Corona?
Corona is part of a group. There are a couple brewing concerns in Mexico, and they're a group that has a name that I can't pronounce very well.
But are they imported by one of the majors?
Yeah, they're. I believe they're owned by half owned by Anheuser-Busch at this point.
I see. Well, what was the best thing overall? Like for a value, like I don't want to spend, you know, a great big ton of money on a bottle of beer. But what's a great beer value? Do you think?
I think that Saranac IPA was an excellent value. If you want a lager, beer pricing varies around the country, but we can get Molson for pretty cheap here, and that's one I would drink again. The Tecate I mentioned, Iron City did pretty decently.
Iron City. That's one. It's hard to find that around here. That's I think a Pittsburgh beer. But you can find it once in a while. Well, Seamus, we're getting to our time constraint. I just want to tell you again how much I enjoyed the book. It's called The Beer Trials.
It's everywhere these days, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Borders. So.
And you publish a daily blog called The Daily Wort.
Daily Wort, yeah.
Excellent. Seamus, pleasure to talk to you this morning.
92.3 WTTS. On demand.